You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day. It is Friday. We want to welcome you to the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Merritt Assembly of God helped bring this radio program to you. They absorb the bulk of the expense of this radio program. We do have some sponsors that help us with the expense, but if you would like to provide a blessing, I can tell you that it is a cash flow negative. It is not something that is something that you talk about televangelists and radio ministers and all of that sort of stuff. It is not something that has that effect. It is something that I believe in. I support the Refresh radio program personally myself, and if you feel like the Lord might be leading you to do that, you can either mail a check to Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, put Refresh radio program on there, and we would appreciate that. You can give online through our website, through our Facebook page. However you choose to do it, you could even attend in service and make a donation that way. But we want to bring a word of refreshing, a practical word that is going to make your life better, make my life better, make us more effective for the kingdom of God. We want to be a blessing to God, be a blessing to our family, be a blessing to the church and to the community and to the world. And so that is what we strive to do. So if you do not have a church home, I'd like to extend a personal invitation to you. There was a gentleman who has told me this here within the past few months. He said, ever since I walked in the doors of the church, I felt like this was home. And that is what we try and create. I've been told before that, Pastor Bob, if you want to grow Merritt Assembly of God, you've got to destroy the family dynamic. And and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. And it's not like there are a lot of people who are blood relation with one another, because there's really not. There's just a lot of people who've gone through life, fallen in love with Jesus, and found themselves at the corner of Grove and Tangerine, worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and have discovered the joy of walking in relationship with one another. That sounds like it's something that might benefit you, where you're looking for a community of believers who honor the Word of God and the God of His Word. We'd like to invite you out Sunday mornings at 10:30. And it would be our joy and privilege to meet you and to worship alongside of you. So today we're going back to Proverbs chapter 4. We'll read the first five verses again. Actually, we might go on down to verse number 9 today. It says, hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law when I was my father's son, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother. He also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Don't forget. or do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. So on yesterday's program, we had talked about the goal of being better listeners, that we need to listen through relationship, that we need instruction, which is going to give us information that will provide a structure that is going to lead us to something that is successful, that we need to pay attention, that we need to get understanding. Verse number 2 is where we'll begin today, and it is this: for I give you good doctrine. Doctrine is a word that has a positive meaning, but it has been labeled as something bad in our current society. Doctrine is something that the Word of God affirms as true. It is truth. It is true because the Bible says it's truth. It's not true because a legislative body declares it's true. It is not true because an executive declared that it's true. It's not true because a court or a world organization declared it's true. Doctrine is something that the Word of God teaches, and you and I understand that if God wanted us to know it, it must have great value to it. So we need to pay attention to what God has to say. God is not just rambling incoherently. He is not just scattering his thoughts without purpose. It's good, solid foundations for life. And so in our Sunday school period of time, which I also teach, we're talking about biblical foundations right now. And so we want people to know solid information. So a lot of times when people are in the learning process, they think that they get to a point where they're smarter than their parents. And, you know, eventually you hope that they live long enough to grow out of that. Somebody said, boy, it's amazing how much smarter my dad got from the time I was 18 to the time I was 25. So here recently, I was having a conversation with a person, and they were asking me for advice when it came to parenting. And they were asking that information from a perspective that they now had a greater awareness of what a challenge they were to their parents when they were growing up. And I passed along this little nugget of truth that did not originate from me. It was something I learned in Sunday school. I was the pastor. I wasn't the Sunday school teacher. But they had something that said, if you realize that the seeds that you have sown have been bad seeds, how do you respond? So let me tell you an ungodly philosophy that the world has. The world has this philosophy, well, you go out and sow your wild oats. In other words, you live dangerously, you live recklessly, you live immorally, you live sinfully, because there's going to come a time when you're going to have to mature and you're not going to be able to do those things. Well, if you sow seeds of wild oats, you will reap a harvest of wild oats. And so for this person that I was in conversation with, again, this was something that I heard in Sunday school, says, if you realize that you have sown bad seed, pray and ask God for crop failure. Because there's a lot of times in agricultural business where you sow seeds, into the good soil, but sometimes because of hailstorms, sometimes because of lack of rain, the crops fail in the field. Sometimes it's because of bugs or disease or whatever, and the crop doesn't produce. There's a crop failure, and that can be a very expensive thing. But if you've sown bad seed, then crop failure is actually a blessing from heaven. So if you realize that you have not sown the seed that you want, pray and ask God to not only prevent that from coming to fruition, ask him to uproot that from your life. And so instruction is very, very important. It has practical application. Verse number 3 says, when I was my father's son, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, he also taught me. So at some point in time, the instructor was the student. Whatever you learn in a positive sense, you need to be able to pass that on to your generation. Okay? The Bible talks about that the sins of the fathers can extend to the third or fourth generation, but the generational effect of the righteous is that that can extend to 1,000 generations. And so I pray that you experience the transformation of God for yourself, and then you realize I need to pass that information along. Life is filled with different seasons, different stages. I used to not hit the golf ball very far. Technology wasn't good, and I wasn't as muscle-bound as other people, didn't make as good a contact. But technology has developed to where you can hit the ball long ways. And so I got to where I could, if I wanted to, I could hit a golf ball what I would consider a very long distance. So at the Savannahs, there's one particular hole. It suits my eye. There's not a tremendous amount of damage that I could do. You can't really hit a house from there unless it's really a bad shot. And so I could hit it over 300 yards. And so I was playing in this golf tournament, and I hit the best drive of our group. It was a four-man scramble, and my drive went 250 yards. Well, you know, that's not too bad for me, considering when I was in high school, my drive only went about 200 yards. And we looked in the group behind us when we were up on the green. They had hit their drive 350 yards. And I said, you know what? I don't think I'm in the season of my life where I'm going to be able to try and keep up with that generation. So one of the things that we try and instill into our men who may be a little bit older is, hey, can you help a brother out? And by that I mean, can you share insight and instruction with men who are coming up behind you to give them a heads up on what some of the challenges that they may be facing? One of the things that I would encourage you to do is make sure that you have your legal documents in place so that if something does happen to you physiologically, you don't leave your spouse or your children scrambling and having to come up with a lot of financial resources. Because if you procrastinate and something happens to where you're compromised intellectually, where you can no longer make your decisions, life gets really hard there. So make sure that you prepare those coming up behind you for what they may be facing. So when my daughters went to college, I told them, I said, look, I've been to college, and you are going to be spending the next 4 years of your life in an artificial environment. It is going to be more laboratory than reality. There's going to be a lot of things that are taught that are theory, but you're living in an unrealistic environment. And so when you get out of college, you're going to experience the realities of the real world. And if those theories don't work in the real world, then they're not truth. So both of my daughters, it took them a couple of months after graduation. So I think it was about 3 months for both of them to find a job. And one of them was in the STEM field, you know, which they were saying, hey, we need more females in the STEM field. Well, couldn't find a job. And I'm talking brainiac. She made excellent grades, had excellent activities in college. She's musical and all that sort of stuff. Everything that society was saying, this is what we want in, you know, our employees, she had it all going for her, and it took a while. She ended up taking a temporary job that lasted for a few months, and then she found herself a job and was able to put her skills to good use. And so for that, you know, we were very thankful. And so there was an adjustment. So they both come out, and when they get jobs, all of a sudden they're coming and saying, I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock. And said, really? What's the matter? Says, well, I've got to be to work so early that I'm now going to bed. They used to make fun of us because we went to bed at 10 o'clock. And it's like, uh-huh, that's the reality of the real world. And so I kind of chuckle whenever I see news articles about people who are coming out and saying, man, things are so expensive and it consumes, you know, my job consumes so much of my time that I don't have the luxury of doing the things that I used to be able to do. And I want to say welcome to the real world. Those aren't things from my kids. Those are news articles that I've read. So make sure that you pass along and give a person a heads up. Maybe it's what's, you know, coming up physiologically. It might be what's coming up relationally. Having children, what that means as far as your time and all of that sort of stuff. And so Solomon says, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. And so this is one of the main things that I wanted to share out of Proverbs chapter 4 here, is that when you find yourself in the position of the instructor, teach with the goal of the person you are teaching being able to retain the information and the understanding in their heart to where it becomes a part of their innermost being. Jesus, knowing Jesus is not just meant to impact your brain. It's not about head knowledge. It is about heart knowledge. And so from what I have been told, people retain about 10% of the things that they hear. So when we talk about paying attention and being a proactive listener and being a very good listener, there's a reason for that, because if not, you are going to hear or retain very little of the information that is communicated. So my job is to present things in a manner that it is going to be retained, not in your brain, but it's going to be retained in your innermost being. So sometimes there can be an outline. So you pay attention, you listen through relationship, you listen so that it provides a structure for you to gain information and to get understanding. You need to realize that the information is important, but you need to be able to retain what is being communicated. So some people do that through an outline, point one, point two. I can tell you this, that the more of yourself that is involved in the acquiring of information, the more that you are going to retain it. And so when I'm preaching, I share my points. When I'm preaching, I have given the points to the person that does our technology, and they put it up on the screen so that people can see it. So now it's not just hearing it, now they're seeing it. And if they can see it, then there's a chance that they're going to remember even more. You can provide that information, and the person who is receiving it can take notes. I will tell you that in this season of my life that I have discovered that if I want to retain something, I need to write it down. I need to set it in front of my face. I need to engage with it on a continual basis, because the goal is not just to hear a lecture. The goal is to become more like Jesus. Some people have an outline. Some people use acronyms. And so it's kind of funny when you see legislation that is passed and it's got 47 letters. You know, the acronym, it just goes on and on and on. It's like the song that never ends. That's not going to be something that is easy to remember. So it needs to be something that is of the right size that you are going to be able to retain it. Sometimes you can teach so that the information is retained. Sometimes it's through alliteration. You know, you can use the same letter to begin the same points. Sometimes it is through illustration. And so for years now, I have done sermons in such a way that it would illustrate the point. So it is information that has been spoken. It can be seen up on the screen, but it can also be demonstrated or illustrated through an object lesson. The last thing that I have written down, and I'm sure this is not an exhaustive list, is you can teach through demonstration. And a demonstration means you put the information that you're teaching into your everyday life so that they see your everyday life. And if they see it, then all of a sudden they know it can be done. I heard a saying, and it might have been a pastor that I worked for. He wrote a book and sent it to me, And that may have been where I most recently encountered this truth was it said something like this: we specialize in doing the difficult. The impossible takes a little longer. And the reason that I have that connected with that particular individual in my head is because that was what he lived out for me while I was working alongside him for about 2.5 years. He said, he didn't approach his mission field as, okay, well, we're just going to hold down the fort here. He was desirous on impacting the community, in a community that most people had never seen impacted that way. And if somebody told him something couldn't be done, he was going to show them that it could be done. Not because he was just wanting to prove them wrong. He was just going to show that with God, nothing is impossible. So his wife was out on a job site here. This was in the past few years. And the pastor that I'd worked for, he's now retired, but he said, this is how we need to do this. And the guys who were in charge of doing the job said, it is impossible. It is impossible. And so they told his wife, this is impossible. And her response was this: if that man has told you that this can be done and it can be done this way, I guarantee you that it can be done. And so they brought him back out there, and he demonstrated to them that it could be done exactly the way that he said that it could be done. And so I pray that you will live out to those that you're teaching the fact that Jesus saves, Jesus forgives, Jesus empowers, Jesus transforms, Jesus sets you up for success, Jesus fills you with the Word of God, with power, with the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is coming again. I pray today that you will live your life teaching those around you to retain with their heart the importance of God's Word. God bless you. You have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thank right you here for on tuning Refresh. In today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.